Some days it's just best to get outside and hug a tree. Welcome to The Nature of Phenology, where we share the cycles and seasons of the outdoors. I'm your host, Hazel Stark. I've been on such an emotional roller coaster of winter this year. We had such a beautiful coating of sparkly, perfect snow early on, making sunset hikes all the more magical, but then we lost it to extreme wind and rainstorms in January. Then we got just enough snow that I could cross-country ski nearby once, which had me very excited, but then it melted within a matter of days. I have headed out to Rangeley a few times this winter, which has had me reveling in being able to ski and snowshoe, but even there the temperatures have exceeded freezing many times this winter. Wherever there's been snow on the ground this winter, it has so often been puckered with rain and melting snow falling from the treetops. And on a couple of occasions in January and February, a phenomenon I typically associate with the warmer days of March had me intrigued: yellow staining at the base of trees. You have probably seen this too. At the base of a tree trunk, perhaps even several in an area, the snow is stained yellow. You or someone you know has probably jokingly referred to it as tree pee. There are no animal tracks around, indicating one of them as the culprit, and it is far too much staining to have possibly been left by a tree-dwelling squirrel or even a porcupine. So what's going on? The answer has to do with tannins. Whether you know the word or not, you are familiar with tannins. The bitterness in black tea? That's from tannins in the tea leaves. The astringency of red wine? That's from the tannins leached out of the oak barrel. The brown-orange color of so many local lakes and rivers? Also from tannins. These plant-produced compounds help protect the plants from disease and even herbivory, whether by preventing a bacteria or fungus from taking hold, or creating a bitter taste unpalatable to an animal. The bitter, astringent taste of an underripe fruit is all tannins, reminding us not to eat it until the fruit itself is sweet and those internal seeds are ready for dispersal. Tannins can be found in just about any part of a plant: the bark, wood, buds, fruits. Where and at what concentration depends on the particular plant and its needs. The process of tanning a hide also comes from the word tannin. That process of turning an animal hide into leather probably began in Egypt in 5000 BCE and relied on the tannins from trees like oaks to do the job. There are so many ways these astringent compounds have been used by people around the world: to tighten pores from using distilled witch hazel, to set natural dye on fibers, to clarify beer, and to convince people into thinking that trees pee. So yes, that yellow staining on the snow underneath a tree is from tannins. But for that to happen, a lot of water has to facilitate the process of leaching so many tannins out of the tree for staining to be visible. Early March weather patterns tend to cause this more often, where much of the state typically still experiences some snowstorms, but also may experience warmer days potentially with rainfall. When wet snow or rain runs down the trunk of a tree and collects on the snow remaining on the ground beneath, you end up with yellow-stained snow. Trees will also weep tannin-stained sap from wounds, but not at the quantities that are as easy to notice. So the next time you're outside, you could try to find some yellow-stained snow under a tree. And if you do find some, you could try to figure out what species of tree has the most staining beneath it, and consider why that species might need more tannins in the bark than others. You can download this episode and find a link to the transcript, photos, information about podcasting, and more by visiting archives.weru.org. Thanks for listening, and please join us next week for another dive into the nature of phenology.